From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A three-month surge in Syrian refugees being admitted into the United States has the country on track to meet the Obama administration's goal of welcoming 10,000 Syrians by the end of September. The U.S. is the largest recipient of third-country resettlement in the world. The U.N. General Assembly is holding a summit in September to address refugees and migrant issues, including nearly a million Syrians seeking asylum in Europe. Displaced Syrians in Jordan are getting food supplies by an unprecedented method. Cranes have been hoisting bags of United Nations aid to tens of thousands of Syrians cut off from outside help for almost 2 months. This is a spokeswoman for the World Food Program.
The World Food Program was able to successfully deliver life-saving food to over 75,000 Syrians stranded in the Hadalat and Rukban areas that lie on Jordan's northeastern borders into Syria. We were able to also deliver hygiene kits provided by UNICEF and bread from the IOM.
The three-day delivery to makeshift encampments in a remote desert area ended Thursday. The international community is scrambling for alternatives, but no viable option has emerged. A security operation is underway Friday in central Afghanistan to rescue five Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through the Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy had a net gain.